Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This thing on.
Man, it's always a good day when you beat down the Blazers.
Was that the Blazers?
Oh, I forgot my intro. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge.
Let's go! Rusty.
Sorry, guys. First off, you said, what's up, everybody?
What did I say? What is up, everybody?
What is up?
What is up?
Distinctly different than what's up.
That's true.
People say what's up. You say what is up.
I feel like it was an abnormally long time between the end of the game and the show today. I'm out of rhythm. I'm a little tired. I'm a little sleepy. This thing about
did you just throw Kale under the bus?
It's Kale's fault. Over here, I do have in the bomber jacket. Is that a bomber? What did we decide that was?
It's a leather
somebody
jacket.
Somebody take over.
It's a leather jacket. It's a leather.
Adam
say
is
something
like,
about a biker that
Aaron
I don't
Gordon
ride.
Gordon-esque night tonight. I got Brendan Vogt here.
Everyone threw a party. Aaron Gordon, aspirationally low gear tonight. Yeah. Just impressive shit.
Bringing up old stuff. Over here, I got D-Line.
Guys, the Nuggets are back. Everything has changed. We're back. Every nugget is good. That was, I don't know what, we beat a team tonight. On paper, that was the Blazers.
We did beat a team. Can I tell you some, I saw Bones Highland tonight. I did not see Damian Lillard. Still have not,
wait,
never
so. Seen them in the same
never
place.
Never seen them in the same play. I'm just saying, so I don't know. I do have superstar Dev in the house as well.
You're onto something here, man.
I'm telling you, man.
That game whipped ass. Like,
it was
like,
fun.
Really, it was.
Thank you.
The Nuggets have been down so bad that you got to be happy about those type of games. Like, that was a get-right spot, and guess what? They got right.
I'm telling you guys, that is what this was. We talked about they needed a get-right win. You needed something, you know, some things that were going to make you feel good. Well, how about this? 140 points. Yes, the Blazers weren't good, but guess what? 140 is a lot of points no matter, you know, if you're in an empty gym. You had Bones Highland. He made 5 threes tonight. That ties a career high. We needed Bones Highland to kind of get rolling tonight. Jeff Green dunked on everyone. The Duncan uncle, as we are now affectionately calling him. Talk about a bounce back game. Will Barton, 7 of 12, 4 of 6 from the 3-point line, 21 points, and then he goes down. We'll talk about that a little bit later, so kind of ended with him on a little bit of a sour note. Zeke Nnaji, you guys need a bounce back game? How about Zeke Nnaji? There just were so many things that you wanted to see happen tonight that you got to check a lot of different boxes tonight, and to me, that's the big takeaway. This was a get-right game.
Yeah, it was absolutely a get-right game, and just to add to the takeaway, because I don't think that it's a different takeaway, but to add to that takeaway, 140 points in a game.
Yeah,
this is a Nuggets team that looked like one of the worst offenses of all time just, you know, a game ago. Was that the game that was low scoring? No, that was 2 games ago.
So they just last game, 87-86.
Yeah, they have not been scoring the basketball, and then to bounce back and go for 140 and to get multiple guys to score the basketball. Nikola Jokic didn't have to have a monster game,
yeah,
and they win by a huge margin. It wasn't just like a squeak by or just like a regular win. It was a blowout. So that was like, you know, something to add to that is that the offense looked back. Every nugget looked good.
Every nugget is good?
Can you believe it? Just like that.
Wow.
A wise man once told me about something another wise man once said.
Okay.
You, Adam, you told me it's always darkest before the dawn.
That's right.
Which you were
quoting Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. And one of you is the smartest man I know.
It's so true.
It's so true.
It's Bob Dylan. He's really
Bob
smart.
Dylan.
I tell people this all the time. You realize that's as good of a compliment for me as if you would have said I was the smartest man.
Mm. Well, I definitely don't mean you are.
Yeah,
you are. All the same, right. We're back. The vibes are good. No, this season is so stupid. What a stupid season. What are we doing? Every other game is like I don't even understand like what I'm watching.
He's
like,
had a
I'm
year.
Like, I mean, we need to.
What the hell do you guys want from me?
Do we need an intervention or something.
I don't know.
Like,
man.
I don't know.
Vaguely, he's a little
unhinged.
Should
we send him on a retreat or something? Is there like
I got a DM the other day.
We're having a meeting.
He told me to hug you.
We need an intervention for
Tug me. Yo, listen.
We do. He needs.
Here's the thing: is that I actually feel the way that I say.
Tell us how you feel.
When I talk about the Denver Nuggets, it comes from a place of purity and sincerity. I am so at my heart I'm a Nuggets fan above all else. I love this team so much. I've watched them grow from nothing with the utmost belief, and it is so frustrating to see the rocket ship that we were on crash into Earth, but not due to the, like, not for poor planning, just because of there's so many things outside of their control, and it's just we're just
space
in a bummer
is really
spot.
Hard Space is really hard.
I like how you got your vaguely shrooms inspired rant out of the way in the first 5 minutes tonight. No, I love those from you. I really do.
What is the thing shrooms inspired about that? That is, I just feel this way about the Denver Nuggets. Like, this season has been such a bummer, dude.
Eric's hype is like, that game was so fun, I almost forgot about the fact that one day all of us will suffer alone and be the last people anyway. Like
50
like,
years
wow,
left on the planet.
Wow, that was, you're right, the game was
good
enough.
Go listen to Bob Dylan, you idiot.
I think here's one way, so to kind of recap how this game was, the Nuggets scored 41 in the very first quarter.
That helps.
And honestly, the first group goes out there, can't get a stop. I mean, Portland was kind of running hot. They hit some shots, and you're thinking like, oh, God, are we going to have one of these again, a squeaker? Second unit actually checks in as the one that extended that lead and really pushed it, and from there it was a party. Everybody was getting into it.
Super awesome super chat came in that we have to hit immediately.
My daughter was born yesterday. This comes from Trevor. My daughter was born yesterday, and we made it home in time tonight to watch our first Nuggets game together. Cheers to you guys.
That's
Let's
amazing.
Go. Let's
yes,
go. Guys, what number to tell you guys, maybe not everybody knows this. I had two daughters. I'm telling you, first of
girl
all, congrats.
Dad.
Girl dad is the best thing in the world. It's absolutely fantastic. A 11 out of 10 experience. You're going to love it. And then also, man, I remember this first experience too. My daughter born my first daughter born on NBA opening night. So it was actually the first activity I ever
and
did with my daughter.
She watched Nazir Little and Ben McLemore and Dennis Smith Jr. get taken
poor
to the woodshed.
Poor Trevor's daughter thinks so little of the Blazers.
That's so true. It's like, really unimpressed.
These guys ain't shit. Wow. You lost to this team?
She's so high on the Nuggets. The Nuggets are undefeated ever since she's been born.
That's
maybe
so
they
true.
Go on a streak.
Undefeated. I love it, man. It's so true. Who really is there? You can whittle this down to one person. Who do you want to like
tonight?
Focus in on tonight? It's such a party. I mean, it really was.
Are you just like throwing me an alley oop? You know what
I'm
gonna
throwing
do
you
an
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, go to the well.
I thought clear throat. Facundo Campazzo bounced back nicely tonight, guys. 18 points, 12 assists, 4 steals, plus 21 off the bench.
You know what he didn't do though?
Get
any goddamn
rebounds.
1.5, right?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, what the hell, Faku?
I love the fact that he didn't get any rebounds.
Why do you love that?
Because Faku is a point guard.
That's a good point. It's a strong point.
He's supposed to pass the ball and get others involved. And he did that. 12 assists. Like, that's where you need him, and that's when he's at his best. And also, what I really loved about Faku's game tonight is he didn't shy away from the fact that he had a really bad game or he's been in a shooting slump or he's not putting the ball in the circle. Like, that's a big part of it. So, you know, the passing, he got everyone involved. He scored. He still shot the ball and was aggressive, and he was himself. So I really think that was a big Faku game, and that was a bounce-back spot that he desperately needed other people are not going to try to do once they have a bad game.
You're right about every part of that. He still could have gotten 1.5 rebounds, though. Just saying, like, in addition to everything you just mentioned.
We talked before the game, fellas. Is it Faku or Bones that needs a bounce-back game? How about both?
Right.
Bones gets 17 points, 5 of 8 from deep. 4 rebounds, 3 assists, so a good all-around performance from him. I'm just going to do the whole bench. Zeke, too. Zeke played well. That was, to me, I mean, look, we know what this team was, the Portland team, right? It's the preface that doesn't need to be said for every take tonight. But the bench played really well. You got a complete game, and so that was nice to see.
And I like that we got the Faku Bones minutes. I mean, a lot of guys, like, you know, I know some of the people in the media have gotten some hate from him. I haven't really got a lot of thank God I haven't gotten a lot of this. Because the truth is I don't hate Faku or anything like this. I really just don't like some of the – I think that I've said that it's really tough. You have to make sure that you have the things right, the matchups right, this or that, and the players around him. But Bones is that guy. Like, Bones, especially when he's making shots, provides a little bit more floor spacing, but he also provides a guy that can get to the rim and finish. And I actually like Bones' games inside. He got blocked a few times tonight, but I like that he's going to the basket making moves because I think he – some of his most impressive plays are actually drives to the basket mm-hmm. where he has good footwork mm-hmm. or good, you know, a good move here or there. So the tandem of them, I don't think it's a coincidence that you look at the plus minus and you go Bones Highland, a game high plus 24, Facu Campazzo yeah. plus 21 right behind him. I think a lot of that was those two together really worked tonight.
Yeah, he, I mean, Bones' game at this point in his career is just like wholly predicated on whether or not he's hitting his shots. If he starts hitting his shots, then he's lethal. If not, then he's like just has absolutely nothing to offer. I mean, it's going to be, you know, watching the bone, our little Bonesy grow, like it's going to be, he's got to get stronger, obviously. He's got to like get more wily, but he's got like it, but he's like doesn't have anything else. You know what I mean? Like
who's that? Our little Bonesy?
Our little Bonesy.
Yeah, okay. All right.
A little Bonesaroo.
Yeah.
A little bouncing Bones. Put him on my knee.
Facu or Bones? Who, you know, what do you have for them, Dev?
I mean, we already discussed Facu, but for Bones, when his shot's falling, he's not only dangerous, the team becomes dangerous when they get to have that option, especially with the second unit, because when the starters get out of the game, you know, the idea is who else is going to score? Who else is going to get, you know, the team going? And when he is able to knock down the shot, he's such a speedy guy that they cannot stay in front of. And he's such an irritant on the offensive end that they have a hard time trying to get to other guys. So now there's, you know, backdoor cuts. Now there's the extra passes. Now there's skip passes where they're knocking down threes. It just seems that whenever he starts knocking down threes, everybody's knocking down threes every single time. It's not like he has big games or he's knocking down and no one else does. It just seems like the morale like just gets higher when he's scoring. Like the team's get like confidence is like a lot boosted when he's knocking down those shots, and you just can't stay in front of him when you have to choose if you're gonna stay in front, like try to guard him straight up, or if you're gonna let him shoot. He had like to get himself started. His first shot of the game was a triple step back.
Yeah,
like, I know it was. Dude, it was a travel back. In every gym.
He stepped back every gym. So far. That was the first.
He started like, at like the block and ended up at the 3-point.
It was like more important or more impressive than Michael Jordan dunking from the free throw line. Like his step
Olympic
back,
long jump backwards.
the triple jump.
So like jump. that set the tone, and from there you just knew he was going to have a monster game. But the team just looks so good when he's good because they have that option off the bench.
Yeah. And you mentioned, like, if he's not hitting threes, he doesn't do anything. I've been hammering this point home, even in this last game against the Clippers. I honestly think that's not completely true. I mean, I see people say sometimes, like, the people that really get into the NBA, the MVP debates online, they'll be like, Steph Curry was 2 of 16 from 3 tonight. How is he the MVP? This or that. The thing about Steph Curry is he can go 2 of 16 and still have an enormous impact on the game mm-hmm. because at all times you think he's making the next one no matter how many he misses. Bones Highland, to me, has a little bit of that in him. He doesn't have the reputation, but he has the skill set that guys are like, hey, this is a guy that can shoot. This is a guy that can drive. You got to play him honest, and it opens it up. So here's what I'll say, though, about Bones tonight. You go through it. He's got 47 threes now on the season. He's got 9 games where he hit 0 three-pointers. He's got another, 9 games where he hit 1 three-pointer. And then he's got 5 or 6 games where he's hit 2. That means about half, I think a little bit more than half of his three-pointers come in a collection of 6 games. He has 5 tonight, 5 in another night, 4 in 3 different games, and 3 in 2 different
it's
games.
It's so true. Once he hits the first one, you're like, Bones night, baby. Let's go.
But that was also
Bricks' first one. You're like, oh, boy.
Right. That is true. It does feel that way. And I think, Adam, I could be wrong, but what we're thinking of, too, a lot of that's the stretch, right, where he keeps up in his career high. He's playing every night.
Right.
And he knows who he's playing alongside every night. So, again, like, it's, you know, you expect inconsistency from a rookie, but the way he's just sort of been yanked around all season, you know, I'm not really surprised at all to hear, like, hey, there was a smooth patch. And other than that, he's sort of been figuring it out. One thing I love about Bones is even when that three fades out of our circle of trust, he never fades out of his own circle of trust.
That's true.
You know, remember
it's
that,
so true.
That clip of Jamal saying, talk yourself into the game. I think Bones is a guy who no matter what is going to think, hey, like, I'm that boy. And once he sees that first one go, the damn breaks.
Yeah, or if he just looks like we like he said, you just look at his arms. And it's
chosen
like,
one.
Chosen. What does the other one say? It's like on the back it says family over everything, chosen, special, number one. Absolute. Like if I got tattoos, it'd be like, just keep trying, man. Don't they didn't just keep they didn't be like they didn't mean it like it sounded.
Maybe lay off the Cheez-Its.
Like, yeah, like I can't imagine if Eric just showed up one day and he's like, I got a tat, guys. What do you think? It's like, what's it say? Chosen one.
Like, what? Eric just has the whole
yeah, it says,
you
it says,
cocky son of a.
I'm like, check it out. I got blessed. Chosen. Family over everything. Yeah. Number one artist. You boy.
But you know what you can't do? Make threes like this.
That's I can't right. make anything.
I do think, though, it's meaningful, Dev, that so many of Bones, like more than half of his 3-point, he's played in now 30 games. And more than half of them have come in those that 6-game stretch I just mentioned, more than half of his threes. I think it's definitive sort of who he is. He's a streaky shooter. I don't know if he's a good shooter yet. I know, but he is a streaky one.
Yeah, and I think that's where the frustration comes for him, and also why he doesn't play as much. It's the inconsistency. Like, for you to come into the NBA or just the league as a shooter or a scorer, but it to just come in so, like, so small spurts and just not so often, I think that's why it's easy for, you know, like Eric to say, like, he doesn't do a lot more because, I mean, it's not defense. The passing is really only there when he has everything else going. When he's not scoring, it's hard to see those positives, and that's where he has to become more consistent on, first off, adding more to his game, and then second, scoring more so you don't have to see the flaws in his game.
He, like, started off this season coming out of Summer League where he was doing a lot of, like, driving in deep and then dishing. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been doing that. He's just been driving in deep and just getting blocked of late. Like,
that is true.
He's not really looking to pass in the same way. Or he'll, like, go in and do some, like, stop, pivot, turn, fade away. Like, so I just want to see him, like, I mean, it really just seems, and it's not even like his off, like, what the defense does when they see him make a shot, like, that predicates whether or not he's going to have a good game. It's just sort of like his own confidence level or his own engagement.
Yeah,
like,
I agree with that.
He's just, if he hits one.
He catches a vibe, man.
Yeah, he's like a vibe-based guy.
Yeah.
I think that's why I love him so
much. Somebody wrote me the other day, and it was like, you guys all are about vibes or this or that. and you know, I want this or that. Here's the thing. Vibes is just another word. Like, George Carl uses the word connection. It actually is the same thing. When we're talking about vibes, I actually mean something serious about, like, is the team playing connected? Do they have a good connection going? And this really is a basketball thing. Are you on the same wavelength and kind of feeling it? So we say it tongue-in-cheek because it is kind of funny and, like, bro-y or whatever, but it's also, like, I think an actual basketball sort of concept here. Jeff Green tonight, guys, 9 of 11 from the field, gets 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 19 points, was plus 13. Of those 9 points, I think 6 of them were dunks.
I want to see the shot chart, man.
I do want to see the shot chart. He had a lot of them. Rewound the clock tonight and was maybe the most fun player.
So I think Jeff Green's. Oh, and he's
DraftKings
also our
Sportsbook king of the game. The poster Duncan. On Nurk, just a poster on Nurkic. It's like, we had to give it to him. We had to do it.
The Duncan uncle.
The Duncan uncle.
Look at that family portrait.
Oh my Jeff god. And his we nephew. Have a photo of this. Oh
Jeff
my
and his
god.
Nephew. Oh,
look,
wow.
I can't believe we got a photo of this.
How embarrassing.
This is absolutely
what
fantastic.
A precious moment. You like to see an uncle and his nephew hanging out together,
oh,
playing, shooting some hoops.
Yeah.
So guys, Jeff Green's previous career high before tonight in dunks. 5 in-game dunks back in 2008. He did it against the Denver Nuggets. Tonight,
that was the last time he had 5 dunks?
That was the last time he had 5, and it
no
was
way.
His career high. And I think tonight he had at least 5, if not 6. We'd have to go back and check. But
Jeff Green is
Jeff
incredible.
Green.
I see these things on, like, online every now and then. I'll see, like, an ad for, like, you could still dunk. Maybe this is, like, targeted very much to my psyche. It's like, you could still dunk into your 40s and, like, we'll teach you the movements that get you to do this. And I'm always like, Jeff Green's really doing that. He had to have done. He had to have found some program that has kept.
He probably got those shoes with the
thing on.
He told Vic it's taking care of his body and having fun. And I yelled bullshit at the TV.
Like, well, all right.
I think there's more to it
he
than
makes
that.
It sound like that's just so simple. Like, just take care of my body.
You're not having enough fun.
Bro. I need to have more. I need to have more
having
fun.
A great time. Yeah. But
I was going to ask,
how are you
fun.
Able to dunk? Just, you know, smiling.
Vibes?
Smiling.
Vibes. Try to vibe more,
yo. I get a vibes
just
IV
just
drip
aura,
every day.
The people that I'm around, you know?
Jeff Green is fun, man. Like, you talk about this was totally a clowning game, right? The Nuggets were clowning the Blazers all game. This fake Blazers.
It wasn't even the Blazers.
It wasn't even the Blazers.
The Blazers?
Yeah, fake Blazers.
The Blazers?
Yeah, we can workshop that. But but it was fun, and I think Jeff Green, like,
Adam didn't like
had
it.
The most. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. High standard. High standard. I'm pushing you. Jeff Green was like the exclamation mark of the entire day. What do you think, man?
I mean, the dunks just that kept coming. It just seems like he was going out of his way to find Nurkic,
and he did not care that he was down there every single time. Like, one of them, he, like, stopped in the air, cocked it all the way back, and then dunked it. And that was the second best dunk of the night. Like, he just really didn't care. But it's also just – it's exciting to see that aerial attack, especially from – you know, everyone thought it would be Aaron Gordon. You know, he's Mr. 50. You know, he's the dunk contest runner-up every single time. Jeff Green's not a guy that you actually think of in that manner. But he's the best in-game dunker on the Nuggets, you know, team. For and sure. You get to see that time and time and again. But it's also just great to see him playing well and to see him, like, meshing. This is a guy that's new with this unit. Like, he's one of the new guys. And it just seems like he fits. He fits in ways that, you know, others don't on the team. So it's great to see him get into a rhythm, shooting the three ball, dunking, doing everything that the team needs. And just he just looks comfortable.
Yeah. You have any Jeff Green takes?
Dude, he was dope. He was dope. Like, I wasn't.
Jeff Green is dope. Jeff Green is actually really cool.
By the way, you guys, my bold prediction that he would call Jokic the best player he's ever played with.
Man, he got close.
He came real close.
Can we talk about. Sorry, I'm cutting you off. You were not going to say something nearly as exciting.
That's all
as
me,
this.
Eric. That's all
so
me.
So when he said this, that they were like top three players he's ever played with. Sorry, he has Eric. Played with LeBron. He's played with KD. He's played with James Harden.
He's played with everyone.
He's played with Russell Westbrook. All right, so Yoke's passed at least two of these. We assume. Maybe KD and LeBron are the two he's saying he hasn't passed, but...
Yeah, I'm going to say it's those two.
I'm going to say it's me. It'd be funny if Jeff Green had just a wild out-of-pocket take. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Nick Collison.
Yeah. Deron Williams was pretty good if you get in his prime, you guys.
You can't measure a man by his stats alone.
Yeah, so true. That was a really cool thing to say. Let's take a break. On the other side, though, we got more... It's going to be just like the first segment. Lots of fun. It's a party.
It's a party.
I completely forgot about the grades.
About the grades?
Yeah, I mean
the bad reads.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm jamming out to System of a Down. You guys hear that?
I know.
You guys
are
System fans?
Oh, absolutely. Systems.
Oh, today's Serbian New Year?
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. We'll give you your own Christmas, you but like you can't just decide the year started.
Easter, everything's a week later.
Yeah, dude, you gotta be on really the same weird. Year as us.
And they're like, hey, it's the 4th of July.
Okay, guys, sexy pizza.
Cinco de Mayo? Like, no, it's what are we doing?
Hopefully you guys checked out Sexy Pizza and use that sexy DNVR code. That code has expired, but we'll see. I mean, if enough of you did it, maybe it comes back. Sexy Pizza, we've had it at every Broncos tailgate we hosted this year. It's delicious. It's a big hit. It's got a great name. And they're Colorado, baby. Try one of their signature philanthropy pies. A portion of every sale from these five specialty pies is donated to a range of different nonprofits right here in Colorado. Look sexy, eat sexy, and rep your state, baby. Do it with Sexy Pizza. And just tell them we sent you. That's not a part of the read, but I'm just asking you to do that. And what else do we got?
What else do we got?
Oh, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook hell yeah. app. Something, 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 football season. That is right. The Broncos season is over.
Oh, wow.
The Giants season is really just getting started because the mock drafts are coming out. But you can still get skin in the game no matter who your favorite team is. The NFL playoffs are here. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking things off with a huge offer. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any wild card team to win their game. Who do you think comes up with these, by the way? Like, is that just like an intern who's like, I don't know, it's Super Bowl 56?
Right, yeah,
like 56-1?
That would be a fun job
to
have.
It'd be a really fun job. 56-1 odds. Bet just $5 to win $280 in free bets if your team is victorious. All customers can also and should also get in on the DraftKings Hammer the Over. It's basically free money.
Oh, that is free money.
For every 5,000 bettors actually, who take the over for Saturday night's game,
big time
the point total will be lower by half a point. So do that. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook now.
Hammer in the over. It's down like to 20 or something.
Use promo code DNVR. Get 56-1 odds. Bet just $5 to win $280 in free bets. That's promo code DNVR this wildcard weekend at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Guys, I have some bad DraftKings news.
Uh-oh.
Are we going to bring up some old stuff?
I've lost my comma.
Me too.
I've lost my comma.
Adam and I lost
I was in
comma.
The one comma club. I'm out. Had a little bit of a rough day. I was so certain of a number.
It was a decimal. I was at a 1 point.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sure. Now I've lost my decimal. This sucks.
I'm really bummed about it. Me too. I'm so close, though. I'm like right there. I'm one bet away from being back.
Who do we blame? Who blew it for you tonight?
For me, it was the Munder. I was like, Munder can't possibly miss. The Nuggets, there's nobody that could score any points.
Not Sir Little.
Seems as if you would go with the lock.
I did. I just didn't put that much money on it. Getting back into this, guys. Bouncing back into the game
that
here.
That lock hit easy.
You know what I love about Yoke, besides everything? I love that on games
sexiness.
Like this. I'm telling you, to talk a little bit of... talk a little shit talking of Joel Embiid here just for a little bit. We joke about it all the time. We're always like, oh, it's 76ers are going up against the Pistons. Oh, I'll bet Embiid's going to go for like 40. He's going to put up a monster stat line. It's going to elevate everything else. I swear Yoke looks at these games and he's like, sweet, I don't have to put up stats tonight. He goes for 28-7, which is a great stat line. It's just like he only took 10 shots. I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 superstars look at this game and they're like, this is where I pump up my efficiency.
Of course.
This is where I get 40 points. Everything goes up. He's like, nah.
Dude, he saw Nurkic out there. He was like,
yeah.
It's a game like tonight where Kyle Kuzma's like, green light.
Green light, yeah.
And Jokic is like, still yellow light, just like every night.
Yeah.
Just yellow. Like, I'll take caution. I might shoot it. I might speed up or slow down.
Yeah.
But he's too good.
This is the first time that I felt like he didn't take the game personal. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't feel like him and Nurkic.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't feel like that was like a real battle type of thing. But what I mean, I just felt like this was going to be a big calm down, you guys do it type of game for Jokic because he's done it for so long. In so many games that he understands the only way that I could get through this season is if someone else helps.
Right.
I need someone else to just hold down the fort. And he's seen everyone else scoring. He's seen everybody start to see some shots going. And I know that like makes him happy. Can he score? Whenever the hell he wants to. And he showed that. But also to be able to like get everyone else involved and then to also just take a seat back, like 8 of 10. Mm-hmm. Any other star, really, they're going to shoot it every single time. Yeah. He had it going. He could say, this was my night to go for 50, and who was going to stop him?
Well, so where was he on the sexy scale? Can we bring the sexy scale
up? Yeah. What's the sexy scale? I would say he was a solid.
I need the numbers. Standard tonight, fellas.
Yeah, I think he was standard
but
sexy.
But just
because
nothing
standard
more sexy. Was required.
Yeah. Yeah, he was standard
Not
sexy.
Not that he couldn't
yeah, he
have
was very standard sexy.
Yeah, he didn't have a single pouty moment.
No, he was not purgatory.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to bring him up to a Sambor. Hold up. A Sambor Smolder.
He
two
did
posters.
Poster.
He's
Ooh.
Got like,
hang on.
He's got his career posters tonight.
Can we take that back? I think we dropped the ball.
The only thing is the second poster, not technically a dunk.
You're right, but keep that to yourself. We're counting it. Like, putting
whatever.
It on the board.
Still, it was an and one. You know, right. Yoke's always sexy.
Sambor Smolder. I'll upgrade it.
A Sambor Smolder?
A Sambor Smolder.
Okay.
Zeke Nagy tonight. I'm going to go through his stat line. 6 of 8 from the field. That's very impressive. 1 of 2 from three. 16 points. One
want,
steal.
Though.
Plus 20. 9 rebounds. And here's the big one. 4 offensive rebounds tonight. Vote yes. and I were talking about this tonight. Yes. Rebounding is big for me with Zeke. Like that's I'm going to have to. He needs to be a rebounder, not just a good one. He needs to be a really good rebounder.
Mm-hmm.
I talked on one of the pods yesterday about how rebounding is such a big indicator for the Nuggets. The Nuggets in the Jokic era, if you go back, have been top three in offensive rebounding every single season until this one. Top three. This season, they're 22nd. I honestly think that, and then I try to explain a lot of different ways about why that is. There's a lot of things going on. But guys like Zeke Nagy can help with this. And tonight, 4 offensive rebounds, that's really huge. And more than anything, it's the tenaciousness. That's
yes.
the word I would say. I don't think Zeke is a tenacious player, but I think he can be. He has a good motor in other aspects, but be tenacious. Tonight, I thought he was tenacious.
He was tenacious. You're
tenacious
right.
Zeke.
Tenacious Zeke.
Oh, I like that.
You're right. Like, he was fighting for rebounds. It's like, usually Zeke has a little bit more finesse to his game than power. I guess that's the tenacity to which you respond.
I would even say it's less about the finesse. I think he's a very cerebral player. And tenacious players are often, like, instinctual. Just like, I'm going to run through the wall. I'm just going to – like, Faku can be this. He's thoughtful, too. But Faku, sometimes it's like, how did you get that rebound? Just because you wanted it more. You're
right.
just meaner
right.
than everyone else on the court. Zeke, I don't think, is a mean guy. So he has to turn that –
Yeah, something. I mean, he doesn't
do you disagree with that?
I just see it as like he a lot of times like will just float around the outside. He won't really play like a big. We talk about this a lot. Like he will focus on perimeter defense as opposed to interior defense, and like he doesn't usually get a lot of rebounds. And I guess tenacity is probably a good word for it. Like he just, but he also just played more physically. You
yes.
Know?
Yep.
And so. It's one of those things. It's like that scene from Swingers when he's like, "You've got these claws. You don't know how to kill this bunny." Like, dude, you're a huge dude with, as Adam pointed out, a Rambo style
dude headband. So Rambo, like, so Rambo.
If you're gonna dress the part, like, you know, like they drew blood first, or they drew first blood, like, just go for it. Like, be a big strong guy. Like, it's always weird when big strong guys don't play like big strong guys. Hopefully, he's just like turning the corner a little bit.
Yeah, with me with Zeke, it's like the energy, because you need that off of the bench, but it's also like just the concerted effort, like in the decision. Like, it seems like he's been making a decision to actually be a little bit more aggressive,
yeah,
to take advantage of the fact that he's like, he has the body, he has the size to be able to overpower guys, to be able to make guys work hard, and it's been rewarding him by being aggressive. So I really think that it was a decision, or like at least a concerted effort to like be intentional about, hey, you have to provide in ways that is not just scoring. Your shot's not always going to be there,
right?
But if you like can make sure that you get to the free throw line, if you can make sure that you're bringing the energy off of the bench, then they're going to need you. They're going to need you to be out there. So I feel like there was like a switch, like, or a click, like, for Zeke, where he's starting to understand it a little bit more of how he could get on the floor and what he can bring to the table. So for him to go 6 of 8 and not just sit there and stand on the 3-point line, yep, like Eric has mentioned, that's part of the battle. That's why he's able to get these rebounds and they're on the offensive end.
I know. And this is like the wild swings of the season, where last game was the worst thing, the lowest we ever felt about any point of the Nuggets at any point of the last several years. And now it feels great again. It just takes one game.
It just takes Nazir Little, Dennis Smith Jr.
That's the thing. Like, you want to see McElmore. Zeke Nagy put in a performance like this against an actual NBA squad.
Yeah,
it's nice to see, like, it's in, like, he's got this,
right?
But like, all right, like, okay, let's like do it against guys I've heard of before. Like,
but I'm telling you, this is the thing we talked about in the pregame show, and it's honestly the thing I've been talking about. It's funny, this 6-game homestand, I feel like we've been talking about it for 2 weeks.
I know.
We're like, guys, there's a 6-game
just
homestand.
Wait,
it's just around the corner.
It's over there. We promise. Sideland. Here we are. And this is what this is all about. Get some momentum for these guys. And look, it kind of worked out that you played this Blazers team first. It's like, hey, crawl, let's walk, and then hopefully let's run here in a little bit. Will Barton deserves a mention tonight too, because he really was fantastic.
Yeah,
I think he was fantastic tonight all the way up until he got hurt. He was 7 of 12. His three ball, by the way, has been money. And the shot he is best at from three
is that pull up.
The pull up, like, no passes, dribble the ball up. It's a terrible shot, and for some reason, it is a terrible shot. When he misses it, you're so mad. But he's been draining that one a lot lately.
He had a case for player of the game tonight, and I was happy to give it to Jeff after that dunk fest, but it was a good bounce back game
for
Will.
He was probably the best player. Jeff Green had all the dunks, so it was kind of
sure.
Like,
I mean, Will was big in this game. He had a big offensive rebound, only 4 rebounds total, but the Nuggets' leading scorer, 7 of 12, 4 of 6 from deep. And the deep shot has more or less been there all year with a couple of lulls, but at least that part's been there. It was great to see him play well. I thought he was the right balance of aggressive tonight, when to call his own number, when not. Still saw him take it into the teeth of the defense a couple times. But again, I like that he does that. I think someone has to on this team. I really do. So, Will Barton's great.
Yeah. We have a graphic coming up I'm so excited for.
Does any other show make graphics live on the fly?
Live on the air. That looks like it hurt.
It does.
Do y'all smell that?
By the way,
you're getting references to something no one but us can see.
I think you might have just said this, but if you missed it on the broadcast, Barton did sit back on the bench, was questionable return, did not come back into the game. So fingers crossed it's nothing with the neck or anything.
Oh, well, the positive thing is after the game, he came out and he shook hands of everybody on the opposing team. So that's a positive in itself, because he really did have a great game. I really feel like the Nuggets like missed him, and it's like one of those situations.
One of
the
better games,
like,
man.
You're just excited to have someone else that's going to try. Even, you know, sometimes I feel like it's to a fault that he's going to try, but he's going to make sure that he's getting shots up and he's trying to take effort off of Jokic, which, you know, people call it selfish, but that's a really like unselfish thing where you're taking tough shots or you're just trying to do whatever it is that's needed, because I know a lot is asked of him. I mean, that was a really good game for him, and he had it going, especially offensively. Like, that's a night that anyone else has it going like that. They're taking more than 12 shots.
And Devi only had 2 assists, but you brought this up last show. He did a good job of getting the ball to Jokic tonight in some advantageous position. A couple of Jokic's assists were off of Barton finding him at the free throw line. So I thought that was nice to see as well. He has certainly struggled with this as well in the fourth quarters, but he is a better option than, say, an Austin Rivers in terms of getting Jokic the ball in advantageous spots.
Last guy I think we can kind of single out here is a feel-good story. Marcus Howard returns.
Oh, I cannot believe that.
Yeah. But you know what? Not only did he return, he scored tonight. Drained a three-pointer. In fact, his first three-pointer. And I was close. It was only stat. He only played 3 minutes. But to me, that was a nice... I feel like that was, in a weird way, a bit of an emotional boost for this team to see him back out there.
No, especially like how it happened. It looked like such a freak injury that was going to be for the entire year. That was like hope.
Yeah.
To like for everyone else. Like, hey, Jamal, come back.
Right.
Michael Porter Jr., come back.
Right.
Marcus Howard, you know, he did it. And it's not to say that they're the same, but it's just like it gives you some hope. Like, hey, it looked like it was worse than it is, but he's out here and he's trying. You know, like, so that was a positive, especially, you know, I know that he's excited to be back.
Dude, it's a huge positive. That's like every little thing that we can get back from all of the things that have been taken from us, just like little bits, just like getting back familiar faces, guys that you were actually expecting to be cheering for this year, guys whose names you can remember. That feels good. Yeah. You know, like, and, you know, just slowly getting the band back together. You know, this is not a great game to measure whether or not, you know, the Nuggets felt like coming back together, like, affected their play. I mean, they would have won this game. They would have been – if the Nuggets lost this game, like, I think I would have just been done. You could have given me all the pep talks you wanted.
I would have given you a week off.
Why don't you take a little vacation? Yeah. You know, come back, get a little refreshed.
I see Pedro Rav here says, good game from Jeff Green, Will Barton, but also low recognition from Adam for Faku today. Guys, I set the show. Who's the first guy I mentioned today? Who led off the show when I said, let's start the show?
Argentina, you guys are on one.
You guys got to chill the F out. Literally, story number one, like our top story tonight, Faku Campazzo. Like, I don't know what you want from me. I don't know what you want.
I do think some people don't realize if you tune in halfway through a show, if we're talking about one specific, all of them every night. I promise you.
Literally the first guys. I guess we're going to start tonight with Faku. I promise. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
I just missed it. I'm sorry.
For him to call you out also, if you're going to call someone out, at least give credit to people who like are for him. Like, if you're going to be mad at Adam, love Vogt. You see what I'm saying? Like, say, like, hey, Adam was bad tonight, but I love Vogt. He's always
perfect. You know what, guys? We're going back to Faku. We're going to do a second segment on Faku.
We were laughing earlier tonight, like, imagining the shoe being on the other foot, and like we like us looking at Kenneth Faried playing with the Guangdong Tigers, like, those motherfuckers are not giving Kenneth Faried the respect he deserves.
12 rebounds tonight. You not value rebounds?
He got 40 points. Talk about 40 points.
Talk about Kenneth now. Faku was great. He was our top story. He was number one. We talked about it. We led our story.
Pedro,
we appreciate you. I'm just saying, I don't know what you want from me. We did talk.
It's so true. He can't win.
He can't win. all right. Before we hit our final break here, shit. We have a graphic Kale made, and I'm telling you guys, I made this comment. Hold, before he pulled up, I made this comment. Zeke looks just like Rambo. I got mixed. I don't know. What? Bring a side by side. We have the best side by side.
You tell us.
That's a spitting image of Rambo.
Zeke is there. I will tell you this. They are both definitely wearing red headbands.
That might be it. That shit stank, don't it?
I'm telling you right there. He looks like he could storm a whole town.
They drew first blood.
You know what's funny about this take? None of us even really disagreed with you. We just don't.
I showed it to Dad, and he's like, I just don't think it really.
Adam really wants this to land.
Not even a Rambo guy.
Could somebody out there tweet at Adam and tell him what a great image?
Call Adam. Yeah, Rambo.
So Adam could like spend the rest of the night just like preening. Like,
so right about that, you know.
Babe, they loved it.
They loved it. I was like,
look at all this Twitter.
Like, you know pop culture, Adam.
Oh my gosh.
You're so up to date.
Look at us when the Nuggets don't blow 20 points.
I know.
Everyone's having fun. Breckenridge Brewery is the official beer of DNVR. They also have seltzers. We sell those at the bar. We sell a lot of Breckenridge Brewery at the bar. It's one of the best places you can come to try it. But also, you can use the Breck Beer Locator and tell Breck where you live what kind of beer you're looking for, and they'll tell you where to go. There are a lot of great grocery store options that you can choose to go get your Breckenridge Brewery from. I recommend not crossing any picket lines to go get it. Again, that's what the Breck Beer Locator is for. You can find out exactly where it is and exactly how to go get it. Call the farmhouse if you want to order some food or booze, 303-803-1380 from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. for pickup. Use code DNVR to save $5. And just send us a picture, whatever you get. Just tag DNVR Nuggets. Tell me which kind you got. Tell me why you love it so much, and I will retweet you. That's a promise. What else do we got going on? It is a Thursday. Do I have that right?
Yep,
oh,
good job.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's my favorite way to stall. I can never find this one on the... Yeah, there we go. It's a really difficult time, if you're trying to buy a home, something to keep in mind for homeowners. With prices going up, it's creating natural equity in your home. If you have mortgage insurance, chances are you can refinance out of that, make the bubble work for you. If you're in the buyer's market, you know how stressful it is to try to buy a house right now. If you've attempted this process, you know exactly what Brendan's rambling about. The housing market is crazy. Let Mike and Virginia Chevalier take the burden off the process. You can find Virginia at 303-257-6578 or visit www.dnvrmortgage.com. You can also find Mike. You can reach him at 970-412-2472 or visit www.dnvrmortgage.com. dnvrmortgage.com. Michael Chevalier, NMLS number 1931006. Virginia, you staring at me is tough. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS number 1910631. Did I F something up?
No.
I just felt you peering. I was like, oh, man.
I'm right here.
That's it.
Right here. That's it.
That's it.
You guys ready to super chat?
Oh,
we're waiting on the wind to chime in. Oh, we got the wind. Yeah. The wind is in. Let's do this.
Yeah. Let's let the wind in.
Let's bring the wind in. Oh my goodness, Harrison Wind, live from Ball Arena. There he is, the man, the myth, the legend. Up. Oh, I can't. Well, this always.
Hey
takes...
guys.
There it is. What's up, Wind?
Adam lost him.
Did we lose
What's
him?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. Or is he on a delay, a massive
can you hear
delay?
Me?
Oh, no.
All right. It's on a massive twice. Delay, so I'm just going to ask you one, you know, any quick observations, and then two, go right into telling us what happened in the postgame.
Yeah. I was listening to a little of the postgame show, a bit disappointed by the lack of Faku talk. I just got to say. Thought he'd be a central component of the night.
He just pandered.
He's so good. He's so good.
But, no, great mood from everybody in the postgame tonight. Michael Malone's favorite part of tonight was the consistency that Denver won all four quarters, and they won a second half tonight for the first time in 17 games. It's been 17 games since the Nuggets have won a second half, but they did that tonight. Of course, the bench, 66 points, so just a massive night from the Nuggets bench tonight. And this was a great quote from Malone after the game. He said, "Everybody who's a Nuggets fan was probably wondering when we got up big, when the collapse was going to happen." I think he hit the nail on the head with that quote.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, there's something to that, though. I'm telling you, there's something to it in a negative way.
Yeah.
You start to worry about the thing, and then you create it, you know? But all right.
So that collapse did not happen tonight. But Nuggets bench played great. Big nights from Faku, big nights from Bones. Mike Malone shouted out Zeke as well. On Bones' big night, Malone said he talked with Bones after shoot-around today, and his message to him was, look, I feel like you've been going into games, especially as of late, only looking to score, and it's led to you taking some bad shots, and it's a reason why your percentages have been low. And Malone pretty much told him that he's got to get back to making plays for his teammates, and he thought he did a better job of playing more of an all-around game tonight. And Malone also said how, like, look, defenses are going at him now. They're picking him out. They're targeting him more. So he's got to be ready for that. He's got to pull his weight on the defensive end. So he was loving how Bones played tonight. He was loving how Zeke played tonight. So the bench and the fact that they won a second half were probably the two biggest storylines tonight.
I got to agree. Malone has to seem pretty positive then. Pretty happy.
Oh, he was really positive. He was really, really positive. There really wasn't anything he was too upset about. Will had that scary moment in the second half. I mean, he went down. Will Barton went down. And it didn't seem like he moved for like a good 30 seconds. maybe even more than 30 seconds.
Yeah,
but
that was scary.
He was questionable to come back in. Doesn't seem like it was too serious. Denver's doctors cleared him, so that was a scary moment. But looks like Denver avoided anything serious there. And,
do we know it was head or neck?
Big night. It was a neck strain.
Okay.
That's what the ruling was.
Okay.
So not a concussion. That's the good news there. Just the neck strain.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. What else?
Yeah. And that's all I got from Malone. And then we talked to Jeff Green tonight. Jeff Green, like, has anybody had more poster dunks in the NBA than Jeff Green this season?
Honestly, maybe not.
Possibly not.
Possibly not. Maybe Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis. Giannis. Right. Yeah, yeah. Giannis does just post like 12 a game.
But after that, yeah.
80% of his points are posters. You're right.
Jeff Green said the biggest takeaway from tonight was that they won the second half. And he talked about this, and Zeke Nagy, who we also talked to, mentioned that as well. Like, this was something Malone definitely said pre and post game, that they hadn't won the second half in 17 straight games. Yeah. Everybody was super, super aware of that tonight. So he thought that was the biggest takeaway. And I thought this was interesting. He said after the Clippers loss, Jeff Green said it just woke us up. He said it told us that no lead is safe no matter who they play. So Denver got up big tonight. They wanted to make sure they closed the deal in the second half.
It's always the Clippers. Do you guys remember, was it 2 years ago, the bubble year when they lost to the Clippers really big? They just got murdered.
Yep.
And it was like where Barton said, hey, everybody around the league thinks we're a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all, every year in January, you lose to the Clippers. And it's all right, guys.
Everyone's like, these guys.
Yeah, we lost to the Clippers again. Like, it's time.
Like, cool. Portland's coming. Get right game. Get Clippers right are coming. Game. It's a get wrong game.
Get wrong. Damn it.
Yeah. Jeff Green was talking about his chemistry with Nikola. He goes, Nicole's a smart guy. I'm a smart guy. We just play smart basketball together. It's a simple quote, but I actually think there's something there because a lot of the sequences that those two hook up on, just smart basketball plays, smart, simple basketball plays.
I love Jeff Green. By the way, another thing we didn't really talk about, but back in the starting lineup, and I really like him there, man. I really do. For that very reason, I just feel like I always talk That's about this, point. And it's hard to articulate. Knowing the read quickly, which guys do it. Like, Jeff Green's a guy that I'm like, yeah, he just always, almost always, reads the court properly.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all like him in the starting unit. It's just, like, he's good enough. He's one of the only players that's shown that he can play successfully on either unit.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Then we talked to Zeke as well tonight. And Zeke, the biggest thing that probably stuck out about his game, let me look at a stat sheet here. 4 offensive rebounds. Is that the final number? I can't.
Yeah, remember. It was. It was. But yes, he had a
4 offensive rebounds. Had a bunch tonight, and like, that's one of the things he's got to do consistently. He's got to, you know, be more of a big man. He's kind of like this perimeter-oriented big, but to get on the floor for Denver, he's going to have to play the 5. He's going to have to battle for rebounds and. And that's what he did tonight. He got the defensive player of the game chain. Zeke Nagy did tonight.
Oh, wow.
Bit of an upset, I thought, over Faku. But it went to Zeke.
Yeah, Faku only had 4 steals.
Only 4.
Yeah. And like, he had a couple of the steals. It's embarrassing when the steal is like you take it from someone and you both are fighting for a second, gosh. But then you just take it. You like muscle it away.
Yeah.
He had one of those tonight.
Yeah.
Very
it's
beautiful.
It's a little embarrassing when Brendan Vogt takes the ball from you
exactly.
on the basketball.
Like, wow.
Court.
Yeah.
Who stole my cookie? It was Brendan.
but Zeke said that one thing that he feels has really helped him grow this season is that he's been watching a lot of film, just been poring over film for hours and hours. He made it sound like, and he just feels like that's given him, you know, more of an understanding of where to be on the floor, how to find open spots in the defense, stuff he needs to be better at. So he credits a lot of his improvements watching film, and he was just saying how, you know, every game I just feel more and more comfortable out there, and every time I'm out there, the more minutes I play, I just feel more and more confident. So Zeke continuing to kind of find his place within this rotation.
I like it, man. He needed it.
Yeah. That's all I got from the interviews.
Anything else from just from Ball Arena or just general thoughts?
How was the dinner there tonight?
How are you feeling?
I did not have the dinner tonight. Can't report on that. I'm feeling good.
Good.
Feeling healthy. Feeling good. I do got to say, though, like, we've seen a lot of bad second units throughout the NBA this season. The Blazers bench might be the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It might be the worst bench I've seen. Like, they are down a lot of key guys, but, like, CJ
Trenton Watford.
Well, to be fair to them, the starting unit tonight is their bench.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, their bench tonight, maybe the worst. CJ Ellaby, I mean.
Worst look in the NBA.
Ugliest player in the league?
Hey.
No question. Hey. No question.
No,
Come on, guys.
Yes.
They have another guy on their team that looks worse than him.
Who?
Tony Snell. Steller?
Come on.
Tony Snell?
No way.
What?
No way. Wow.
Guys, this is a mean mail form.
This is a mean mail form quarter. It's a
sorry,
really mean
everyone.
One.
Offended poor Brennan's delicate little sensibilities. What a baby. Ellaby, I'm with you. Ellaby, worst look in the league, looks terrible.
Tony Snell.
I mean, Kelgen Blevins, who's only on the team because he's Damian Lillard's cousin.
I feel tough. Less good about this win.
Thanks, Harrison. All righty, good stuff, buddy. Have a good, safe trip back, and we'll see you Saturday. So, we can wrap up here with some super chats and then a quick around the association. I want to remind everybody, we have a new show here on the DNVR Nuggets podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Serbian Corner. Our guy Voya and Miroslav have been doing a little, basically it's like a weekly recap. Usually these will fall on the weekend. This is a rare example of a weekend where there's two weekend games, Saturday and Sunday, so they're doing it Friday. But most weekends we'll have Voya and Miroslav providing some Serbian perspective on the Nuggets, but also more importantly just kind of like a recap, big picture thing rather than a day-by-day thing. Let's get to some super chats here, Kale. We got some super chats? Oh, yeah. Oh, I always hate that. Eric says, I can't read them unless they're up. Did you hear me, Kale?
Right. Yeah, it says, congratulations, Trevor.
Oh, Eric says, congratulations, Trevor.
For having a daughter.
Oh, for having a daughter. Hey, yeah, congratulations, Trevor. Sorry, it's hard to do this here. Aaron Hickey says, bones for bones.
Hell yeah. I don't know
Hell
what that
yeah.
means.
Don't either. Oh, it's like money. Bones, like money is bones.
Yeah. Bones are their money.
I think that we.
And so are the worms.
I think, if I understand that correctly, we have to give $1.99 to Bones Highland.
Okay. that's correct. Yeah. We'll get it to them.
Giving it in our care.
All right. What else we got? Augustine says, dear Adam, we know you are not Matt Moore. We love you, and you can come to Argentina and have Milanesa Napolitana with us. P.S. We love Vote More. fair at all accounts. Fair at all accounts. The only thing I'll say, Matt Moore's my guy. He's a good dude. He's a good analyst. He's all this stuff. He does hate Faku.
he does hate Faku.
And I do, I think, catch a few strays because of it. But you know what? I love Argentina. I told everybody this. Bariloche, the beautiful lakes. You know, the beautiful lakes. You got Mendoza,
do we have
wine country, Pandering Corner.
We've Pandering got, Corner graphic or
I'm
no?
I'm telling you, Iguazu, this is gorgeous. Of course, Buenos Aires, everybody knows. And then, of course, Cordoba.
I didn't know. I thought you were merely a Faku appreciator, but it turns out you are an absolute stan for the country of Argentina.
Argentina is gorgeous, a gorgeous country, a very gorgeous country.
Wow.
It is like a like beautiful look. It's like the Colorado.
Super chat
South
us
America.
Now so we can send just me to Argentina.
Oh, that would be fun. All right, what else we got? Francisco says, this is Faku's last year. As an Argentinian fan, want to know your stand on his contract. I hope he stays in Denver for the championship. Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'll go first on this because I'm the hater, right? As constructed, I don't know. I just worry, like, it's hard to find these lineups for him. If you get Murray back, you get Porter back. There's a scenario where you Bones, obviously, there. There's a scenario where you have a nice shooter alongside him in Bones Highland, who's also capable, and then you pick up a rim roller that I think will really open up his game, and you're like, yeah, now you get the good version of him. Like, it's a rush that fits. Right. As currently constructed, I think it's really hard, but that's more about the pieces around him than it is about him.
Yeah, it seems hard to. I don't know, man. The Faku experience has been super fun, enriching. We've met all of you fine folks who yell at us sometimes, but it is kind of a hard. Like he just feels like a cherry on top.
He is totally a cherry.
Like when things are going great and you can throw Faku in, like it's like it just makes the whole thing better. I don't know, man. the Nuggets are in such flux as far as like where they're going and where they
when
are.
When he's good, he's really good. He's really so fun. Good. He's like pure fun.
Yeah.
And when he's bad, it's like,
it's tough.
Ah!
It's rough.
Yeah, it's rough.
I think there's a chance they don't. And it's not, like, I think the Faku tenure has actually gone quite well. I will argue with a lot of people about this. Like, how much they've needed to play that third string point guard since they've signed him has really stood out to me. But I do think there might be some lessons learned this year with roster construction.
Yeah.
And this roster was so funky that maybe there might be some different thought just about how all the pieces fit together. And then also how you might fit them together after a couple injuries. Should you have to consider that? And I think there may be a way where you look at that and Faku's an odd man out. So we'll see. But I think obviously Malone likes him. So
loves him.
Yeah. And I'm in, you know, still here. So let's see how this year goes.
Dev, do you want to get in on this?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
All right. Moving on. That means he does not. Yeah. We got another one. Gordon, our guy, he says, no pout blowout. I love it. That's actually true. This was a no pout blowout. I like that.
Gordon. Why are you so effing cool, man?
Dude, Gordon's the coolest.
Do you ever miss, bro?
We're going to have to start using this. Like, second half, no man. We really need a no-pout blowout.
I'm with it.
No-pout blowout.
We've had, like, is this our, like, first blowout of the year?
I swear to God, it feels like. I just don't remember any of them.
They kind
of
blew my hair.
Aaron Hickey also says, for finally holding the lead. Hell yeah. $5 for finally holding the lead.
Is that how much it costs?
That's all. What a cheap investment.
I would have fronted that myself a long time ago.
All right, you guys, quick around the association. A little quick one. A little quick jaunt. Around the association. Bring up the graphic that actually
Now we can go around the association.
The Bucks curb stomped the Golden State Warriors, who have now lost 3 of 4 in the Klay Thompson era. Is Klay Thompson the problem?
It got to be Klay. That's what it seems to be. Oh, nope. Draymond didn't play.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're stuck in the Klay.
They're stuck. Giannis, 30, 12, and 11. They were up big, guys. Dude, they were up. Giannis. They had 77 points. It was, 77 to 38 at the half? What a crazy halftime score. You keep it moving here. The Grizzlies are the best team in the world. They beat the Timberwolves again. They're improved to 30 and 14. They are now in the 3 seed. 116 to 108, they get the win. Here's my favorite line of the night, you guys. My favorite line. John Conchar, my guy. 15 points, 17 rebounds. Ooh. You guys know John Conchar? He's
do now.
He's kind of like almost like, I mean, he can shoot. I'm telling you, he was a guy that coming into the draft, I don't know if he was drafted or he was either second round or undrafted, but coming into the draft, all the analytics models had him like the third best prospect of everyone. He's just one of those guys where like everything he did in college was so perfect, you know, like efficient and this or that. But he actually is really good. He could shoot. He's a super high basketball IQ guy. And tonight he somehow grabbed 17 rebounds.
It's great to see the Timberwolves bottled up. Like they're three stars, Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, and Russell. Only guys that scored even close to double digits.
Hmm.
And I mean, it makes sense why they lost.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Clippers got
that
routed.
Distribution's bad.
Got routed by the Pelicans. Pelicans curb stomped them. My guy, Herb Jones, one of the best defenders in all of the NBA.
Like me,
so. The Clippers got down to a big lead. They were down 25 points around halftime, but they just stayed down.
They didn't have another one in them, huh?
They didn't have another one in them.
Their starters destroyed in this game. Like, if you look at the starters and then everything else, this was a beating only from the starters.
So lame.
Hey, does Brandon Ingram find his way to a different team anytime soon enough to change
no.
league picture?
No.
Okay.
I think he stays there because they have him under contract control.
And it's a massive contract.
And it's a massive. Well, I mean, teams would want him. I just think you're like, yeah, we have a star. Even though, whatever. Yeah. Even though he's kind of like the B version of Jason Tatum. All right, then we got the Thunder Nets. The Thunder, guys.
I would
Brooklyn
say,
Nets, second night of a back-to-back. They get a big win against the Bulls. They smack the Bulls yesterday. Thunder Nets lose by 21 points to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 33 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists for Shai.
The NBA is so dumb.
The NBA
Dort
is really dumb.
Crazy.
The Nets also lost to this Blazers team. Anfernee Simons played, right? So not this Blazers team, but they did lose to that Blazers team on the 10th.
The Nets 100% take nights off. The Nets take seasons off. I mean, really, they quite literally take seasons off.
Yeah, when you look at their roster, though, they're not really that good.
KD didn't play tonight. Who, the Nets?
Yes. Well, look at the roster.
Well, you're saying tonight's version. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, tonight's roster not that good. Kessler Edwards back in the starting rotation. DeAndre Bembry, yeah. So that's around the association. That does it for our show tonight, guys. We're going to be back. Like I said, we got the Serbian Corner coming up tomorrow with Miroslav and Voya. Can't wait to get their perspective on things. And then we got Saturday and Sunday games. And by the way, just for people watching, Sunday is our takeover of Ball Arena. Very excited. The party bus from here. You can get here anytime. There's going to be playoff football, wild card round. So if you want to come in, have lunch, hang out for a while, it's a great time to do that. Otherwise, you're going to come here before the game, you know, have a drink or two, and then we're going to hop on the bus. You can get a to-go drink. We're going to all be here. We might even bring name tags so everybody knows, like, who each other are.
Oh, yeah, and everybody that comes, wear a DNVR shirt.
Yeah, wear a DNVR shirt. I can't wait for it, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're all going to be there. I can't wait to meet everybody and just have a good time, feel some good vibes. We'll guys see everybody tomorrow.
Let's audio grow.
Guys, if you're looking for a really good alternate to traditional coffee, check out StravaCraftCoffee.com. There you can purchase some StravaCraft coffee, the CBD-infused coffee that's really changing lives. CBD can lead to less neck pain, back pain. It can help you with arthritis, IBS, aches and pains, migraines. CBD has been proven to help with a lot of that stuff. And StravaCraft coffee just tastes really good as well. So go to StravaCraftCoffee.com. If you're a first-time customer, use the code DNVR25. You're going to save 25% off your purchase of StravaCraft coffee. You can also get a StravaCraft coffee subscription. Get your coffee delivered to you. You can get that at StravaCraftCoffee.com. If you're a returning StravaCraft coffee customer, make sure to use the code DNVR20 for 20% off your purchase from StravaCraftCoffee.com every single time.